The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hi there and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in the country's dynamic property industry. In this episode, the final installment in our Women's Month series on leading women in SA property, we have an executive from a JSE-listed real estate investment trust, or REIT, on the podcast. She is Kim Pfaff-Kark, Chief Investment Officer of Cape Town-based Spear REIT. Spear is regionally focused on investing in the Western Cape commercial property market. Kim has been with the group for a number of years and shares her story and a little bit on what's happening in the group in the last while. Very warm welcome to the Property Pod, Kim.
Thank you very much, Suren. Thank you for having me.
So Kim is speaking to us from the Mother City. Kim, tell us, how did you get into the property industry? Where did you grow up and what did you study?
Thanks, Suren. I'll take you back to right to the beginning. I was born in a very small, beautiful town called Wilderness. It's just outside of George in the Western Cape. I grew up there with my mother and my father and my brother David. My dad was in property. So it's no surprise that as I was venturing my studies at UCT in business science, that he had a strong hand in redirecting me to the property studies curriculum and degree. And that's where I graduated in 2005.
And you're getting into Spear REIT, was it your first job or were you in other sectors before you got into Spear REIT?
No, so I started my career in Cape Town at Brol Property Services. I was advised to start my property career in valuations, as valuations is such a great grounding for anybody who'd like to be in the property industry. I ended up moving to Brol in Johannesburg a couple of years later to go and see the bright lights of Johannesburg, where I ended up doing my board exam to become a professional valuer. And then I continued with my valuation path because I really, really enjoyed it. I ended up valuing for most of the listed REITs, in fact, and I specialized in shopping centers, which was quite an interest to me. I also completed my RICS accreditation, which is the International Valuation Accreditation. And later on, I moved to a company called Jones Lang LaSalle. And many years later, I moved down to Cape Town to come back to the mother city. I ended up joining an investment house called Baker Street Properties. It's a brokerage in Cape Town. And I started with the investment sales division, where I was involved in selling properties between buyers and sellers, and particularly between REITs. And a couple of years later, I ended up, Quentin Rossi, the CEO of Spear, approached me and asked if I would like to join the Spear as the chief investment officer, which I was delighted by.
So you've been there for a few years now, and it's always been chief investment officer. We'll ask you about your role in a bit, but since this is a Women's Month profile of sorts, what is your take on women empowerment in corporate South Africa, and perhaps in particular the listed property sector? It seems to have more women than other sectors, but there still is some way to go.
Absolutely. So I've always been a very big supporter and advocate for women's empowerment. I believe it is very important for women to have a career, not only because it's self-fulfilling or it's fulfilling, but also because it creates financial independence for a woman. And that really does give you the freedom to choose. In terms of the listed property sector, yes, very much a male-dominated career. However, many aspects of property, especially the more administrative career paths in property, for example, leasing and property management, there are many women. But in terms of sort of C-suite and executives, you don't see as many women, although there are some women that are making great strides. For example, Amelia Beattie, Bronwyn Knight, Jackie Fanikek, and Sakina Norsa, all very much leading from the front.
And what advice would you give young women wanting to get into the property industry and becoming a successful exec of a JSE-listed company in particular?
I think the most important thing if you're considering going into property is to know yourself, to know what your strengths are, and also to know what you enjoy. The property industry is so varied. There's so many facets to it. There are various career paths within property, and it's really finding your niche. And I do believe that there is no alternative to working hard. You need to work hard, work consistently, be consistently good, and find your niche and become an expert in that area.
Turning to Spearit now in particular, I know the group is heading into a close period shortly at the end of August, but how is the group doing and what does your role entail as Chief Investment Officer?
Thanks, Sirin. Thanks for acknowledging that. So Spear is doing very well, and you're right, we are just about to go into a closed period. We have been very fortunate that we only own assets in the Western Cape. The property market has been tough over the last couple of years, especially with interest rates remaining high, but we do believe we are going into a period of positivity. We believe interest rates will come down soon. And the Western Cape really has the strongest fundamentals in the property market in South Africa. So we have been well protected there. In terms of my role at Spear, I am a member of the Spear executive team. I play a strategic role across many areas in the business. However, I'm essentially responsible for the formulation and execution of the acquisitions and disposal strategy for Spear. I also get involved in any developments that we have on the cards. We have a lot of bulk, available bulk across our 29 assets. So that means we can develop specific properties. And because I'm a professional valuer, I also get involved, or I undertake the internal annual biannual valuations for Spear.
Well, I'm sure that comes quite a lot in handy considering your experience. You talked about development. I didn't think about that for a sec, but I did see something on LinkedIn about development close to, I think, the George Airport that Quinton might have posted. Perhaps you want to share some of the developments underway before we get to the recent acquisition from Emira Property Fund of 1.1 billion rand portfolio in the Western Cape.
Yes, certainly. So we are very excited about our development in George. It's on a 7.7 hectare piece of land, which is very well located directly opposite the George Airport. We are planning on developing a modern light industrial park there. And we're looking at developing around 30,000 square meters there. We are not speculative developers. We will only develop once we have suitable users. At the moment, we are inundated with inquiries. We are looking at, we've got various portions there that we're looking at consolidating the right users in order to commence with our first structure, which will probably be early next year. At the moment, we're just putting in all the bulk services and the infrastructure. We also have in Pardon Island, just across Marine Drive, so you have uninterrupted ocean views. We have four properties which are earmarked for development, a 52,000 square meter mixed use development, which will have a strong residential component. And we are currently in discussions with a best in class residential developer to jointly commence with Marine Place.
With Marine Place, can you give us a little bit more detail on its exact location for those of us who are not from Cape Town?
Yes, certainly. So as you're driving on Marine Drive towards past the harbour on your left-hand side and you're driving towards Milnerton, as you see Mesister Tiles, that's our first building. It stretches all the way to, I think it's called Milner Road, which has the Starbucks on the corner. So it's a really nice large rectangular site, which will incorporate retail, a nice retail component, as well as as I mentioned, quite a bit of residential we have planned and modern industrial warehousing towards the rear of the site.
Thanks for that, Kim. With George Airport, it's pretty interesting because George Airport has been earmarked by the Airports Company of South Africa for a major upgrade, including Cape Town International Airport. So it's one to watch. Just to conclude, one of the bigger announcements earlier this year, as I mentioned, was Spear's acquisition of a 1.1 billion rand portfolio in the Western Cape from fellow JSE-listed REIT Emira Property Fund. I believe it's about 13 properties. And I would gather you as CIO would have played a key role in this deal. Can you share some insight on the deal and give us an update on where things stand and why you acquired the properties?
Yes, certainly. I was very involved in this transaction. It's been a very long process, being a portfolio of 13 assets. It started around this time last year. I remember putting in all the numbers and working very closely with Emira. I must say that they were absolutely fantastic in the whole process from start to end. Also, in terms of the due diligence, we had many consultants that were involved in the project, and I was involved in the coordination of that, as well as presentation to we had many investment committee and board meetings to agree on the terms and conditions of the transaction. We had a couple of conditions precedent, which have all been met. So that means that at the moment, the deal is unconditional, and we are currently in the transfer process, just waiting for some electrical and water certificates of compliance. And once we have all of those, as well as a couple of the other details that need to be done in order to register properties, they are likely to register or transfer to Spear towards the end of November, early December. And we're looking forward to stabilizing those assets into our portfolio. The reason that we acquired them is because they are a perfect fit for the Spear portfolio. In terms of composition, we are a diversified portfolio, so we've got offices, retail, and industrial, and the composition of the Emira Western Cape assets are very similar. They're also similar quality assets and very well run, all in the city of Cape Town, so very much aligned with our strategy, and it's really allowed us to upscale in one go as opposed to buying assets piecemeal.
Thanks for that insight. Kim, before you go, just on yourself, turning back to your role in the industry, are you going to be at Spear for a while? What's your big plans in the future, say 5 years down the line? Where do you see yourself in the industry?
Thanks, Sarin. That's an interesting question. I absolutely do see myself at Spear. It's been a couple of difficult years since COVID. I actually joined in March 2020, which was exactly 3 weeks before the lockdown. So it's been quite a journey. I've been involved in a number of the disposals of our non-core assets. So we've neatened up nicely. We've bought a couple of assets. And of course, with the Emira portfolio coming on board, it's very exciting, and I'm looking forward to growing the portfolio further and growing with the portfolio.
Kim, I appreciate your time on the podcast and you pushing through despite a little bit of a cold there. That was Kim Pfaff-Kark, Chief Investment Officer of JSE-listed Spear REIT.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.